For CJMQ, I'm Maureen Dillon, and we're talking with Jean-Paul de Rouveur today. And he's a Canadian artist, and he's just releasing a new album on the 23rd, Complexity in Simplicity. So tell us about the album and the making of the album, Jean-Paul.
Absolutely. This is my fourth studio recording. I've put out a couple of EPs as well as another full-length album. This one's different from the rest in the sense that it's certainly the most focused musically, because all of my previous works were sort of when I was enamored with the idea of variety. So, you know, you'd have a song that's really heavy, a song that's really, really quiet, one that's very poppy and sort of mainstream sounding, and another one that's really incredibly experimental. So now I've found the sound that I really enjoy, which is more in, along the lines of like a pop rock sort of sound, but it still has my own flair to it, which makes each song still unique in that sense, but the whole album flows very nicely. And it's something that I had to keep in mind as well when I was recording the album and writing it, was I started with about 20 songs, narrowed it down to 12, brought in the producer Ben Leggett from Corbeil, Ontario, who worked on Craig Cardiff's last album. And together we took those 12 songs, brought them to the studio, and then even once they were all recorded, only 10 of them made the cut, just not because the other two weren't good songs, but just they didn't fit perfectly. So that's something that I was a little bit obsessed with on this last recording, was making sure that everything worked just the way it's supposed to, not just tossing 14 songs on a CD because you can, sort of thing.
Okay, that's interesting. So it's definitely perfectionist then.
Absolutely, which is it's kind of a funny thing, because the whole album was recorded in 2 weeks flat. It seems like that would be a very rushed thing to do, considering the last full-length album I did took about 6 months to record. But my rationale was that in the past I did get obsessed with the pitch of my own voice, making sure that each take was perfect, and the result was a recording that didn't quite sound natural. I was hitting all the perfect notes, and that's great. You know, I don't use autotune or anything like that, but I lost the feeling of it. So what happened is, by recording everything in 2 weeks, we knew we were pressed for time, so we had to make sure that, did we capture the essence? Yes. Great. Move on. So there's a different feel to this album. While it still sounds very polished, in my heart, I know that the performance was a lot more natural and not as obsessed.
Okay, interesting. Now, the album was recorded where?
It was recorded in Thunder Bay, Ontario, at Dining Room Studios.
Okay. Now, you are from, you were born in Thunder Bay, and you were raised in Africa, Asia, South America, so definitely that must have an influence on your sound.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's having been brought up in those kinds of places, I have an appreciation for all kinds of music, which is sort of where my career began, you know, experimenting with all different types of sounds. Sometimes I would actually use the guitar as a drum, and very tribal sounding. But over the course of that, I've sort of refined, and just like the development of an artist, right? Where you start to refine the sounds that you like and where you're borrowing them from. I still do a lot of mouth percussion stuff, which is very reminiscent of, you know, Africa and so on. And lots of harmonies. I think somebody once said that I sounded like Paul Simon's Graceland without Paul Simon. So, I mean, that's a very big influence on me, is a cappella recordings and heavy vocal work. But at the same time, I have a song or two that I do in Spanish, you know, a nice tip of the hat to when I grew up in South America as well.
Okay, that's really interesting. You're a multi-instrumentalist. How many instruments do you play?
Live, you'll only see me playing two,
okay,
for the most part, acoustic guitar and using my voice as an instrument. But I also do play piano, all kinds of different types of percussion, as well as, I'm a little out of practice now, but I used to play trumpet as well.
Okay, now you're a one-man show?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so how do you pull that off?
I use live looping, which for those people that aren't aware, it's where you have technology that allows you to take short samples of your, short recordings of your performance as you play live, and then play it back so that you can keep, for example, you'll lay down just a simple beat, and then that keeps going, while you then add something else on top of that, add a guitar line, add a bass line, add some vocals, so on and so forth. You can get really creative with that kind of thing, and scour YouTube. It's like that style of performing is very prominent with a lot of buskers and stuff like that. But I mean, there's some big names that do a lot of live looping as well.
Okay, any particular song on the album that you more fond of, or
that I'm more fond of?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone's going to tell you that, you know, all the songs are their own babies and everything else, and
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. So I mean, they're all good, and there were some difficult decisions when as I mentioned before, where we had to cut two songs because same thing. Like I felt really strongly about the 12, but some of them just didn't have a particular sound or essence to them that I felt complemented the rest of the album.
Mm-hmm.
There are some songs that do stick out for me. One of them would be Break My Soul. It's a softer acoustic number,
mm-hmm.
but just the way that it's an older song of mine that I sort of rehashed, and I'd never recorded it, but I reworked it and rewrote it and for this album, and it the way that my voice works on it, I feel like that's the way that I've always wanted my voice to sound.
Okay, that's interesting. Do you write most of your songs?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I write everything.
Oh, good. Great. Now you're going on tour. That's exciting, too. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. It literally begins, well, I have the CD release show here in Thunder Bay
mm-hmm.
on March 23rd, and on March 24th at 6 a.m., I start driving.
Okay, you're driving?
Yeah, I head out. First stop is Brandon, Manitoba, and I don't stop until I hit Nanaimo, B.C.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the way back, it's about a 2.5 week stint out west, and then I do the East Coast for same thing, about 2.5 weeks, and then all the way out to Halifax. So not quite cross country. I mean, I'm not going to Newfoundland, but I think that's still safe to say that it's a pretty good national tour.
It is. That should be quite the experience.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a bit of an old hand now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since 2007, I've done about maybe 13, 14. Big scale tours like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, whether it's just Canada, sometimes it includes the U.S. So, at this point, it's not as exciting as it might be for somebody who's first going on tour for the first time.
You definitely have experience. Tell us about the album cover.
The album cover is actually a collaboration with my partner, Shannon LePere, who's a wonderful photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And all my other albums had always been graphic based.
I noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, Dichotomy was just me messing around with some sort of imaging program. The second one, Windows and Doors, was this beautiful, elaborate 3D artwork that I commissioned through a painter, an illustrator, Greg Dubot. And then the next one was also with Greg, where we actually created a 9-foot tall piece of drywall collage. But with this one, because Windows and Doors, which came out in 2009, it was so elaborate, it did fold into a 3D house, and it was, you know, a CD plus a DVD, and it had all these extra bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
This one, instead of going bigger, I wanted to go the exact opposite. So it's called Complexity and Simplicity because the design and the way it is, just, you know, 10 songs, nothing
mm-hmm.
else, it's simple. And the songs themselves, structurally, you know, verse chorus, like there's nothing too experimental or different about them. However, the content within them is very complex in the sense that how it was recorded, how those sounds were blended to create that sound, and like all kinds of little things like that. So it's the packaging was meant to reflect that simplicity. You know, it's very minimal. There's just the pipes, which is how I perform live. I have all my gear on these little red piping structures, and then the logo. That's it. You know?
Okay, that's interesting. I remember your other album there. So would you like to give our listeners the address to your website? I know it's a great website. You have lots of blogs on there, too, and I guess a link to the videos, too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's www.jeanpaulderover.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's JeanPaulderover.com, and as you mentioned, yes, there's all kinds of videos, some of which have been on Much Music, some of which are just live recordings. You can listen to all the albums there, as well as you know, there's all kinds of other fun things lying there and around.
Okay, sounds great. Are you on Facebook too and Twitter?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, just same thing. Look up, even just go to Google and look up Jean-Paul de Rover, or head to the main website and you'll find me on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Jean-Paul?
I think that's probably this is pretty thorough right there.
I think so. Well, all the best on your tour and your album coming out.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
Okay, thanks. Take care.